May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1051. Alas, what hourly dangers rise, what snares beset my way. To heaven, O let me lift my eyes, and hourly watch and pray. Hymn 1051.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Holy Word of God, from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 41. The prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east? Called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to the sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them, and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. The isle saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near, and came. They helped every one his neighbour, and every one said to his brother, "Be of good courage." So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, "It is ready for the soldering." And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, "Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them, I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittar tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see, and know, and consider, and understand together, that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth, and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things, what they be, that we may consider them, and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooseth you. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes as upon mortar, and as a potter treadeth clay. Who hath declared from the beginning, that we may know, and before time, that we may say, he is righteous? Yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them, and I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counsellor, that when I asked of them could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are nothing, their molten images are wind and confusion. May the Lord be pleased to bless to our souls the reading of his holy word, and help us now as we would come before him in prayer. Most holy Lord God, we seek grace to bow before thee now, as we come in this solemn attitude of prayer. Lord, teach us how to pray, and grant us the gift of the Holy Ghost, Oh, might we know that prayer to be indicted. Lord, mercifully save us from prayerless prayers and from asking amiss. Oh, might there be prayer within our prayers, and help us to pray aright and to ask in faith. Thankful to find there yet is room before the throne of grace. Thankful that there is a mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And oh, thankful that this man receiveth sinners. For Lord, if we know anything of our own hearts by nature, that heart which is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, or if we know something of the plague of our own hearts, if we know something of thy light shining within, then we know that we are sinners, that we have sinned against thee, that we have broken thy holy law, that we have not obeyed thy holy commandments. And, O Lord, we tremble before thee as guilty sinners, hell-deserving sinners, wretched, vile sinners. But, O Lord, oh, that we might come boldly to the throne of thy grace and there to obtain mercy. How wonderful that it is recorded in thy holy word concerning the dear apostle himself, who felt himself to be the chief of all sinners, and yet could write, "But I obtained mercy." Oh Lord, it may be that we feel to be the chief of all sinners, the most greatest sinner that ever walked upon the face of this earth. Or we may feel our sins to abound in thought, in word, in deed, sins of commission, sins of omission, sins against light and knowledge, that we are repetitive sinners. And though we may painfully feel our sins to abound, or might we know something of thy grace superabounding. For we read that where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. And also to obtain mercy, to find grace in thy sight. For Lord, thou art merciful, and may we not be left to add sin to sin by limiting the Holy One of Israel, limiting thy mercy, limiting thy compassion, limiting thy love. And if free grace, why not for me? Lord, remember each one who has come prayerfully to the house of God this night. Perhaps those who have come weary, tired, at the end of a busy day, the end of a busy week. Those who have had to rush to be here. Those, Lord, perhaps sitting quietly for the first time this day. And yet, Lord, they have longed for this hour, longed for this occasion. Or they have come praying their way. they have come with that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, they have come with that prayer, we would see Jesus. They long for a word in due season. They long for a handful of purpose. They long for their hearts to be touched, their souls to be blessed. Oh Lord, they long to hear the voice of love and mercy. They long to feel thy presence here. May Jesus himself draw near and come with us this night. For Lord, whether in pew or in pulpit, without thee, we can do nothing. We are so utterly dependent upon thee. But Lord, in thy rich mercy do come, and come and make the place of thy feet glorious. Come and give our souls a treat. Lord, it may be we feel to be so unworthy, so undeserving, then we would be found beggars, begging for mercy, found at the footstool of thy mercy, found with a who can tell. O Lord, bless each soul gathered here. May there be a portion for seven, and also for eight. Lord, remember that eight soul in great trouble, passing through deep waters, that one in a fiery trial, that one who feels to be in such a difficult situation, that one who feels so bowed down, so cast down, troubled on every side. That one who feels to be pressed out of measure. That one who feels to be sinking. That one who feels to be in such darkness. Or that one who is hoping against hope. Oh Lord, that one who has staggered here this night. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end, all their wisdom swallowed up, neither know we what to do, at the end of it all, and all feel to be in great straits, can see no way through, no way out, but our eyes are upon thee, all the eye of faith, looking unto Jesus. O Lord, remember such. Remember those who long to know their sins forgiven, long to know their peace with God, long to know Christ as their Saviour, their Redeemer, long for thy blessed Spirit to bear witness with their spirits that they are among the living family of God, the children of God. Lord, those who echo the prayer of a dear psalmist, remember me, O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Lord, may there be a visitation this night, or that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. So we would lovingly pray for each one, from the youngest to the eldest. Oh, attend to each case, supply each need, bless each soul, but above all glorify thy name. Suit thy word unto every case, unto every condition. The wonders God alone can do. O Lord, we pray for those unable to be here, those who would be here if they could. Lord, remember them, those at home with the little ones, those who may be away at this time, those caught up in employment, any laid aside in affliction, weakness, infirmity. Lord, remember such. And also remember any who could have been here tonight, but did not want to come, and found a convenient excuse not to come. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we do pray that their hearts might be touched. Bless his cause of truth. Remember the church here. Remember the officers of the church. Grant all needed grace, all needed wisdom. Lord, bless the church with peace, brotherly love, unity, harmony, and prosperity. Add unto them such as shall be saved. O Lord, may there yet be others constrained by the love of Christ to testify of thy grace. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Remember any thus exercised who fear to presume, who would venture, and yet feel to be held back. Oh Lord, do loose him and let him go. Oh Lord, bless the ministry of thy word here. Help thy servants who come from time to time. But could it please thee to raise them up an under-shepherd, a pastor after thine own heart, who shall feed them with knowledge and understanding, that they might be found under a settled ministry. O Lord, remember them in this and guide them aright. Lord, what we pray for here, we pray for each cause of truth. Remember also each of thine own true sent servants. Lord, there have been a number of deaths of late, even this day. There have been those who have stood round an open grave. Lord, sanctify these losses, and may the death of one and another prove to be the life of one and another. Do have mercy upon our guilty land and nation. Truly thy judgments have been abroad in the land. Thou who dost hold the wind with thy fist, from whom every drop of rain comes. And oh, we have beheld the power of God, though denied by so many. Yet, Lord, we own thy just uplifted hand, which thousands cannot, will not see. And we read in thy word, they will not see, but they shall see. Hear the cries of the little remnant, those who sigh and cry over the abominations done in our land, who tremble before thee. O Lord, in wrath remember mercy, spare us yet, and stem the great tide of sin and iniquity. Overrule our rulers, raise up to high office those who truly love and fear thy name, and seek to do that which is right in thy sight, according to thy word. We would be thankful for our many mercies, our many, many blessings, our many comforts, our many privileges, our liberties, our freedoms, the supply of all our need, for thy precious word, for the throne of thy grace. All thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, do come now and help us, we pray. For I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Forgive our every sin. We ask all for Jesus' sake alone.
hymn number 1016. God of my life, thy gracious power, through varied deaths my soul has led, oft turned aside the fatal hour, or lifted up my sinking head. Hymn 1016.
Thank you.
the Lord may be pleased to grant his gracious help. I would direct your prayerful attention to a word that you will find in the chapter that we read together, from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. There are three things the child of God, and also I would add everyone who fears the Lord, are to remember whilst passing through the wilderness of this world. Firstly, we walk by faith and not by sight. Secondly, ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price. Thirdly, we are pilgrims and strangers here below. This is not our rest. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith, looking unto Jesus. You take your eyes off the Lord Jesus, you begin to sink. To walk by faith is to look to him, to trust in him, to wait upon him, to commit all unto him. Faith in his word. Faith in what the Lord speaks. Faith in what the Lord reveals. Faith in what the Lord makes known. Faith to follow him whithersoever he goeth. Remember in Psalm 107, that psalm speaking of the pathway and experience of the Lord's dear people, he led them forth by the right way. Dear friend, if you're a child of God, if you are one who fears the Lord, who seeks to do that which is right in his sight, he will lead you forth in the right way. God will never make a mistake. I know we haven't been promised an easy pathway. Quite the opposite. It is through much tribulation that we shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Apostle Paul, writing to his son in the faith, Timothy, writes, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And how often in the pathway of a child of God it is felt, oh, this is so hard. This is so hard. Endure hardness. Looking unto Jesus, consider him, whose way was much rougher and harder than mine. Did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine? You see, endure hardness, walking by faith. Leaning upon your beloved, leaning upon his precious word, or leaning upon what the Lord has said, leaning upon what the Lord has done. leaning upon him hard at times. That is, trusting completely in him. And we have that word in the psalm, don't we? Trust in him at all times. At all times. Not sometimes. Not when things are just going well. Not when things are smooth. Not when things are easy. But trust in him when things are hard. When things are difficult. When, oh, the trying of your faith. You see, the Lord trieth the righteous. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing have happened unto you. How needful it is, again, if need be, all the trying of our faith in the furnace. You see, it will only burn the dross, the impurities, the rubbish. The soul shall be refined. Ah, and sometimes we have to pass through some very deep and severe trials. And yet to prove that all these things work together for good. Look how it concerned Jacob. Look how it concerned Joseph. How often the child of God similarly is brought to cry out, all these things are against me. I just cannot understand why things are being permitted. Why things have been sent. Things which seem so difficult. So humbling. So trying. And yet to prove. All things working together for good. To them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. I believe it is through these things the Lord, by that doctrine of sanctification, teaches his people to look to him and to trust in him alone. Because I believe the Lord will remove every other prop, every other stay. And our only hope will be in the Lord our God to appear for us, to help us through. We walk by faith and not by sight. Ye are not your own. Child of God. Ye who fear God. Ye who seek to walk in his ways, to do that which is right in his sight. Ye are not your own. What a mercy. What a wonderful mercy. In one sense, you never were your own. For before you were called by grace, you were under the power of Satan, the prince of the power of the darkness of this world. How the dear apostle writing to the church at Ephesus speaks concerning these things. And you hath he quickened. What a mercy if we can enter in there. And you hath he quickened. Who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others under Satan's control. Within Satan's dominion, in Satan's chains, really there are only two ways here in the world. There is the way of life, and the way of death. Which way are you found in tonight? Which way am I found in tonight? Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For straight is a gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto death. And many are found in that way, the way of the world, the way of a worldling, the way of a carnal professor of religion, the way of one who fears not God, the way of one who says, we will not have this man to reign over us, the way of one who would trample underfoot the word of God, or the one who would so willfully disobey the ways of the Lord. And yet to those who are quickened, to those who are awakened, to those who are taught of God, or to those who are brought to see that one thing is needful, the salvation of their never dying souls through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who would flee to him as their only hope, their only refuge, those who would look to him, those who would trust in him, or those who would serve him. Remember, ye cannot serve God and mammon. My son, give me thine heart. Ah, who are we found serving tonight? What a mercy if we're found serving God. It would be found in this way, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? You see, the fear of God would be in your heart. That unctuous, that bright light to all that is right, and that bar to all that is wrong. So did not I, because of the fear of God, the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom. Wonderful mercy if the fear of God has been planted into our hearts. That tender filial fear to walk in his ways, to do that which is right in his sight. Ye are not your own. And being not your own, you have a master. A master in heaven. He who will lead you forth by the right way. He who will supply your every need. No good thing shall he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And surely those who are walking uprightly are those who are walking by faith, looking unto Jesus, casting all their care upon him, all that life of faith and prayer, looking to the Lord for direction, guidance. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. And then thirdly, to remember we are but pilgrims and strangers here upon this earth. This is not our rest. It is polluted. It is a vale of tears. Oh, it is a waste howling wilderness. You see, the worldling, again a carnal professor of religion, can settle down here. Oh, they make this their heaven. They make this their rest. But the child of God who is emptied from vessel to vessel, or the child of God who is brought to see that he is upon a warfare, or the child of God who must walk by faith, you see, he looks for that continuing city. Oh, he feels this earth to be such a polluted spot. He finds nothing to rest, nothing to satisfy him here below. He longs to be found with Christ in heaven, which is far better. And yes, at times we do try to settle upon our lees. Oh, at times we do try to, with the worldlings, find some rest here upon this earth. And I am quite sure that you will find the Lord will send something into your life to unsettle you, to trouble you, to burden, to exercise you, to remind you that you are on pilgrimage, that you are a stranger, on pilgrimage to the celestial city.
Now, with these three things in mind, the Lord leads his people on. And the Lord has promised unto every one of his dear people that he will bring them forth out of the Egypt of this world, through this waste howling wilderness, and into heaven at last, and not one shall be left behind, not one shall be left out. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Dear friends, do we have that humble hope that we are amongst Christ's dear sheep? Do we have that sweet hope that we have heard his voice, that we are following him? If not, are we burdened? Are we exercised? Cause me to hear thy voice. Is it our longing? Is it our prayer for Christ to be revealed? For Christ to make himself known, that we might hear his voice of love and mercy? O thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companions hearken unto thy voice. Cause me to hear it. Well, I believe the Lord already is leading you. He's drawing you unto himself. Now, walking by faith. As I mentioned earlier, we have not been promised an easy pathway. There are three enemies. There is Satan, there is the world, and there is the old man of sin. And oh, the pathway is a hard pathway. The mercy is that there is a pathway. The mercy is the Lord will lead his people safely on. He will lead them forth by the right way. There are many, many lessons to be learned. Lessons to teach us to look to him, to trust in him, to wait only upon him. There are so many, many things in the pathway to cause us to fear. So many fears a child of God has. You see, often this is a difference between the living true child of God and the dead carnal professor of religion. The child of God is often found fearing to presume, fearing lest he has a name to live and is dead, fearing lest he has taken the wrong way, fearing lest he should be left on his own, fearing lest the Lord has forgotten him or forsaken him. Oh, fearing that he has no real evidences. Fearing he has a great lack of faith and grace. The carnal professor of religion has no fears. Oh, he boldly, presumptuously goes on without any grace in his heart. No real, true fear of God. And how the Lord comes to comfort his people. And we have one of these wonderful comforting words set before us here in our text. Fear thou not. Fear thou not. Oh, but we have numerous fears. And how the Lord kindly draws near. Really like those two upon the road to Emmaus. There they were reasoning, communing together. There they were feeling so sad, so perplexed, so troubled, so full of fears. But Jesus himself drew near. Oh, how he comforted their hearts. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he preached unto them the things concerning himself. And that wonderful effect, did not our heart burn within us while he walked with us in the way and opened to us the scriptures? Those wonderful, blessed, favoured times when the Lord Jesus is pleased to draw near. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Throughout the whole pilgrimage, without cessation, I am with thee. That word spoken to Joshua, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And really that word is spoken to every child of God. The Lord going before, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I know that there are times when we fear that we have grieved the Holy Spirit. There are times when we feel the Lord is hiding his face. There are times when we have called for the rod to come upon us. There are times when we must walk through darkness and walk through the shadow of the valley of death. Or times when we feel the Lord has forsaken us. The Lord has forgotten us in chapter 49 of his prophecy. That is just what Zion said. Because Zion was suffering many, many things. Zion was in trouble. Perhaps Zion felt their prayers are not being heard, not being answered. Perhaps Zion felt the Lord is hiding his face. Perhaps Zion felt the enemy was prevailing over them. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Is that how you've come to chapel tonight? Do you feel because of the circumstances in your life or in your soul, the Lord has forsaken you, the Lord has forgotten you? Well, hearken to the answer the Lord gave. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion upon the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. I do like to understand those walls as being our prayers. Thy walls, thy prayers are continually before me. And they are heard. And they will be answered. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Oh, and know at times, like the hymn writer when he penned, and oft an absent God they mourn. Is it not because we have wandered? Is it not because we have backslidden? Is it not because we have turned to the right hand, turned to the left hand? And yet really the Lord is always with his people, guiding them, directing them, ruling, overruling, to lead them forth by the right way. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. There is so much in the pathway to make us dismayed. The temptations and accusations of Satan, they are so real, they are so powerful, they are so strong. And we cannot always say, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall. I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Oh, at times Satan is so powerful, he would have us in captivity, he would have us in bondage. He would have a silence in prayer before God. Oh, at times, considering Pilgrim's Progress, when Apollyon knocked the sword out of Christian's hand, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, you know, at times Satan knocks the Word of God out of our hands. That besetting sin of unbelief. We fear to fight against him with the Word of God. It is written. Perhaps also we fear to presume. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You see, within the child of God, there is the Holy Spirit. Yes, I know at times, sadly, solemnly, we grieve the Holy Spirit by our sins, our iniquities, and unbelief, hardness of heart, coldness, and so on. And yet the Lord will never take his Spirit away. Or that Spirit prompting prayer, it may be groans, sighs, yearns, longings. Who can tell? Lord, have mercy upon me. Be not dismayed. Well, the persecuting world, the ways of the world, the attacks of the world upon a child of God, upon a true Christian religion. Be not dismayed. God is in control. I know at times again when our faith is tried, but to believe that God is sovereign, God is in control over the greatest things that are happening in the earth and the smallest things happening in your life. We sing that hymn, don't we? Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. Be not dismayed. The old man of sin, indwelling sin. Well, we only need to turn to Romans 7, and there the dear apostle, oh, how he says, but I am carnal, sold under sin. He felt there that warfare, and what a warfare it is. The good that I would do, I do not. And the evil that I would not, that it is that I do. And he comes to that conclusion, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of his death? Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, thy merciful God, thy gracious God, thy forgiving God. I thank God through Christ Jesus my Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Be not dismayed. No condemnation to them that believe, for I am thy God. Oh, should the Lord be pleased to apply these words upon your heart, whatever you may be passing through, whatever depths, whatever darkness, whatever sorrow, this will turn your sorrow into joy. For I am thy God. Behold here the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. For I am thy God, the Father of all mercies, the God of all comfort. For I am thy God, who have chosen thee, who have called thee. I am thy God, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear his name, that fear him. A loving, kind, tender-hearted Father, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For I am thy God, the Lord Jesus Christ, thy Saviour, thy Redeemer, or the one who wrought out that robe of righteousness to cover and to clothe you, ye who are stripped of your own self-righteousnesses, ye who feel your need of him, naked, flee to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace, foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die. By faith found sheltering under his blood, by faith found at the foot of a cross, by faith looking unto Jesus. You see, Daniel Herbert, who penned those lines, if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. That's faith. That's looking unto Jesus. Is that the language of your heart? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also, all to be found in heaven at last, eternally, where there is no sorrow, no sin, no Satan, no world, no flesh, all that perfect, happy place. For I am thy God, the blessed Spirit of truth. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ. You see how the Spirit maintains that life of faith. You see how the Spirit leadeth us forth by the right way. You see how the Spirit taketh of the things of Jesus and applies them upon the heart. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth a heart, who knoweth the mind of the Spirit, maketh intercession according to the will of God. You see there that life of prayer being maintained. Long as they live should Christians pray, for only while they pray they live. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. I am thy God, thy Lord, thy Master, thy Shepherd, thy Keeper, thy all in all. I am thy God, who will supply your every need. And then we have these three wonderful promises, wonderful blessings, these exceeding great and precious promises. Remember, God is faithful. What he has spoken, he will perform. The Lord will never fail on his promises. These wonderful promises to encourage a pilgrim in his pathway here below, though he meets with so many troubles, so many trials, so many difficulties, so many enemies. These wonderful promises. I will strengthen thee. I will strengthen thee. How often the child of God feels to be so weak. Feels much concerning his weakness at times. Feels to be perhaps so faint. Hardly knows how to take another step. Hardly knows how to carry on. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. This is one of these wonders God alone can do. You see, the Lord speaking to the apostle, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. That is, in our felt weakness we look to the Lord for his strength. Like the dear psalmist when he said, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Again, that's faith. That's looking unto Jesus. That's looking to the Lord alone. That's not trusting in our own strength because we do not feel we have any. We feel our weakness. We feel our insufficiency. But looking to the Lord who has said, I will strengthen thee. I don't know, perhaps there is one here tonight in a pathway. Oh, you feel your weakness. You feel your lack of strength. You hardly know how to continue. Well, may this be your answer. I will strengthen thee. To be strengthened with all might in the inner man. Oh, to know something of the Lord's strength imparted. You know, even Daniel felt to be so weak. But the Lord came and touched him. And how that strengthened him. We need our faith to be strengthened. Oh, how often may it be said to us, O ye of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? We feel to be so weak in faith. Why is it ye have no faith? Well, often because we're looking around at the troubles. We're looking around at the billows. We're looking around at the ways. We're looking around at our infirmities. We're looking around at our insufficiencies. But looking unto Jesus. Faith in him. I will strengthen thee. Those who feel to be strong, those who feel much of their own strength, do not need one to strengthen them. They, you might say, are self-sufficient. They are self-dependent. They are looking at self, trusting in self. And their strength shall fall. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Those in the very prime of life, those who appear to be the most strongest, shall utterly fall. In the ways of God. But the child of God taught by the Holy Spirit to wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall change their strength from their own strength to the Lord's almighty strength. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Well, there must be a multitude of ways in which the Lord will help his people. Again, has it been your prayer coming here this night? That little prayer of three words. Lord, help me. If a little child went to one of his parents and ask for help, would the parent turn the child away? Well, sometimes, yes, if we're honest, we may be too busy. We may be too tied up. It may be inconvenient. Or perhaps of older children, the help that is requested, the parent isn't able to give. Well, of course, this can be never said concerning the Lord God. I will help thee. Oh, whatever help you need, whatever help you stand in need of, that little prayer, Lord, help me. Help me to look to thee. Help me to trust in thee. Help me, you see that word in the Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Lord, help me to be found there. Help me to believe in thy precious word and thy precious promises. Lord, help me to pray. Oh, help me, Lord, to wait upon thee. Lord, help me in this difficult matter in my life. Lord, help me to look to thee alone. Help me to obey thee. Help me against my adversaries, against my foes. Help me against my fears. Lord, help me. Yea, I will help thee in every conceivable way that the Lord is able to help. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I love a way the hymn writer takes up that theme. With heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. And yet so often we look to man to help us. We look to our own natural understanding to help us. We look to an arm of flesh to help us. Vain is the help of man. May the Lord teach us to look to him alone. I will help thee every step of the way. Oh, I will help thee when thou must walk by faith and not by sight. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Well, again, as the dear psalmist who prayed, hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. I will uphold thee. Oh, how we need to be upheld. So prone to fall, so prone to sink, so prone to turn aside, and yet to be upheld in that half of faith. Oh, to be upheld in the Lord's ways. To be upheld looking unto Jesus. And again, the Lord's omnipotent arm in upholding his people. They feel that if the Lord didn't uphold them, they would sink. They would fall. They would falter. They would fail. And yet this wonderful promise, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'll leave you with this thought. When in God's providence, Jesse sent David to the army where his three elder brothers were, and the Philistines were before them, and there was that giant Goliath, defying the armies of the living God. And not one single man of the children of Israel, and that included King Saul, who was head and shoulders above all others, would dare go out against that giant. He was too big, too formidable, too powerful, too strong, too impregnable. He was like a great mountain that stood before them. There was no way round, there was no way over, there was no way through. And there's David, armed with faith. Faith in the Lord his God. You see how David ventured, trusting in his Lord, trusting the Lord would be with him, trusting the Lord would strengthen him, trusting the Lord would help him, trusting the Lord would uphold him. And we read that them that honour me, I will honour. I'm sure David prayed his way down that valley, prayed his way toward that giant, prayed as he slung that stone from his sling, and gave God all the honour, all the glory. Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The Lord add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Stephen Hyde will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. John Rosier on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1065. O thou from whom all goodness flows, I lift my heart to thee. In all my sorrows, conflicts, woes, Jesus, remember me. Hymn 1065.
may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.